This is VOA News via Myanmar security forces have intensified their crackdown against anti-coup protesters. The military is looking to quell the large-scale demonstrations, calling for the military junta that seized power earlier this month to reinstate the elected government. More than 1,000 protesters were rallying in front of the Myanmar Economic Bank in Mandalay when at least 10 trucks full of soldiers and police arrived and started firing slingshots toward the protesters, all before they even got out of their trucks. The soldiers and police then attacked the protesters with sticks and slingshots, and police could be seen aiming long guns into the air amid sounds that resembled gunfire. Earlier Monday, Myanmar's military leaders extended their detention of deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Suu Kyi's remand was set to expire Monday, and her freedom is a key demand of the crowds of people continuing to protest the February 1st coup. She now will be remanded until February 17th, when she will likely appear in court by video conference, according to her lawyer. The United States condemned the killing of 13 Turkish citizens by Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. In a statement, the State Department spokesman said, quote, "The United States deplores the death of Turkish citizens in the Kurdistan region of Iraq." Turkey's Defense Minister Hulusi Akar said earlier Sunday the victims were kidnapped and killed by members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Akar said the bodies were discovered in the Gara region near the Turkey-Iraq border during an operation against the PKK in which Turkish forces killed 48 militants. A statement on a PKK website said it was holding prisoners of war, including Turkish intelligence, police, and military personnel,